If you're into cruising, you know the date that cruise ships can resume calling on American ports has been pushed back several times in the last year due to COVID considerations. But there's now a way you can join a cruise as long as you have, in most cases, been fully vaccinated. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. While cruise lines await rules from the CDC that would allow them to resume business, cruise lines are losing millions. Carnival, for example, says it costs $600 million a month to keep their ships parked, maintained, and partly staffed. So how can you still go on a cruise? By starting and ending at a foreign port. Royal Caribbean's Adventure of the Seas, for example, will sail around the Caribbean from and returning to Nassau, Bahamas. Celebrity Cruises will sail out of and back into San Martin for its Caribbean cruises beginning June 5th. And AMA Waterways is selling river cruises out of Amsterdam, Budapest, and other European cities departing as early as July. Of course, you must make sure you can fly into and out of the countries offering cruises before you commit your money. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.